The voice of Husker Nation is on the air. This is Hail Varsity Radio. Insight, opinion, expertise, along with the biggest names talking Nebraska sports. Join in with the show at 402-489-1240 or 1-800-825-5865. Now, here are your hosts, Chris Schmidt and Elijah Herbel.
Back with you, Tower 2. It's Hail Varsity. We're powered by Cornhead Lager. Chris Schmidt, Elijah Herbel, Connor Clark. We welcome in Mr. Michael Bruntz with Husker 24/7 Sports at Michael Bruntz on Twitter, where you follow him. Busy day, Bruntzy. Thanks for giving us a few minutes. How are we doing?
Not bad. You good? Yourself?
We're good. We are good. And I think you beat me to the car after the Dan and Presser. You sprinted, and Bruntzy still has that 4:05:40 time. What did you think? Let's just start off with the news of the day, the pressers of the day, and what's your initial takeaway from Nebraska's new man in the big chair?
Yeah, I'm a long strider, first of all, not 4:05. But no, it was good. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but we've done a lot of these, right? Like we've done a lot of the AD.
What were my words when I walked in the door?
What were they? I don't know.
5-year moratorium.
Ah, yes, you right? did. That was
sorry,
right away.
I interrupted you, Bruntzy. Forgive me, but 5-year moratorium.
Good. So we kind of we've been through this. What struck me, and I mean, I kind of thought this, but it didn't really hit me until we were sitting there, but he's coming into this job at a very different place than where a lot of his predecessors have come into it, right? Like you, in the past, you know, the AD's been fired, somebody's coming in, they have to take a very, like, fine-tooth look at the football program and where things are at. And it feels to me like, you know, that there's going to be a little bit of time to kind of ease into things in some ways. Like, you've got the football program, I think, in a good spot. You just extended the men's and women's basketball coaches. Volleyball is a machine, so most of your big sports are kind of comfortable and taken care of. And you know, I think, you know, that allows Troy Dannon a little bit of time to kind of get a lay of the land, to build some trust with people, and kind of tackle some of the bigger things. I mean, the stadium project is going to be a big question mark that he's going to have to sort through. But there's not this just immediate need to have to make a decision about your, you know, the football program. And I think there's a lot of value in that for him and coming into this job. I mean, you don't want to say it's turnkey, because I don't know that, you know, a lot of jobs right now in college athletics are, with the way things are changing. But I think it's a good time to be coming to Nebraska to sit in that chair.
It's Michael Bruntz with us, your sneaky athlete, long strider, as he joins Hail Varsity Radio. And Michael, whenever you think about what we learned today, I guess that is my question to you. What did you learn today about Troy Dannon?
You know, the piece about his relationship with Matt Rhule, I think, was important. I mean, I think he'd kind of talked about that a little bit, and it kind of been out there a bit from what he said in Memphis, kind of about their prior relationship. But I mean, I think the fact that he basically said to Matt Rhule, "Are you okay with me?" I mean, I think that stood out to me. Making sure that you get that relationship right, I think, is an important one for whatever the direction holds for Nebraska. His kind of approach, I think, to how you navigate the Big Ten and kind of advocate for Nebraska, I thought was a really important answer, because, you know, I think sometimes Nebraska maybe hasn't dealt with the Big Ten in a way that was the most productive. And I think kind of having that limited experience that he had from Washington and, you know, those conversations at the Big Ten table, I think those are important. And you know, he's a guy that's been around college athletics and administration for a long time. He has a lot of connections. I think that helps. So those are kind of my takeaways. I mean, I think, you know, I think he's going to be open to the NIL conversations. I think he like Trev Alberts kind of sees where things are headed in college athletics, and you have to kind of be on the forefront of that. So I liked what I heard. I mean, I think like everything, though, whenever you are kind of judging AD hires, you never really know until you're 2-3 years down the road with kind of how things are going.
After everything that happened with the departure of Trev and just the amount of change at the top in leadership, do you think that Troy took a step forward with Husker fans of ensuring them stability and making sure that he can gain their trust in a fairly quickly manner?
We'll see. I mean, I think the fact that he's, you know, from the Midwest, I think that helps. I think he gets Nebraska. You know, obviously he talked a lot about his appreciation for the program in the 90s, which, I mean, you got to kind of check that box, I think, whenever you're coming in to this job. But, you know, I think he can. And I think he kind of avoided, you know, smartly talking about some of the things that would be potential potholes with that stuff. I mean, I think it's really important for him to have a really good handle on that Memorial Stadium situation before he says anything publicly about what they're going to do, what he thinks about things, because I think that's going to be one of the big decisions that he's going to have to make pretty early on. Is, are you going to press forward with that? Are you going to dial it back? Does it look different? You know, I think that that's going to be an important one. But like I said, I mean, I think he has some time to kind of, you know, get to know who he needs to. I think he's going to have an opportunity to earn that trust. And I think a lot of times if you're sitting in the athletic director chair, so much of what you're judged on is what you do, how you act, not necessarily what you say. So, you know, I think Nebraska fans will probably be watching that pretty closely over the next 6 months here to see how that goes.
Michael Bruntz with us, Huskers 24/7 Sports at Michael Bruntz on Twitter is where you follow him. You read him, of course. Great coverage, him and Schaefer and Brian Christopherson as well. And we'll wind down the AD talk and get into some spring football and hoops post-mortem in just a moment, Bruntzy. But as you look at where Nebraska's at, I came away with a guy that wants to be a help to his coaches. That was underlined for me, and I believe him when he says it. And the other part of this, too, with Dannon, is just the fact that he's been in some of those closed-door meetings, man, and you got to be able to know or guess right what's around the corner. Right now it's NIL, but the future of college football, and it's to be a part of that 12 at the table or 14. And do you feel pretty good about his background and the ability to work with other big dogs or big wigs, or at least they think they're big dogs, in those committee sessions?
Yeah. Well, I think the fact that he served on the competition committee, I think that's helpful. You know, a lot of guys and women that are in the, you know, kind of the power chairs right now, I mean, they started, you know, at you know, places in the, you know, in the American Conference. I mean, he's got the background at Tulane. Well, a lot of the people that he had to work with in that conference are now sitting in athletic director chairs in the Big Ten or the SEC. And so they kind of, it's a small world, you know? And I think the fact that he has those connections, I think it helps. I think, you know, when you were kind of probably trying to profile what, you know, Nebraska's next AD looked like, you would probably want somebody with significant administrative experience. You would probably want somebody that has experience at either the SEC or Big Ten level. And that's what Nebraska got. I mean, it was, you know, maybe a little bit limited at Washington. But I mean, he hired a football coach. He was hiring a basketball coach. I mean, the those are, you know, big decisions you had to make in a short amount of time. So, you know, I think, you know, most people probably, you know, didn't have, you know, a list of five people that they would want Nebraska to pursue as an athletic director. But I think Troy Dannon checks a lot of the boxes that people would have wanted in the person that was going to take that job. So I think all of his experience there and what he's done, I think it helps.
Michael, to flip this question around here, coming into today, what is your biggest concern with Troy Dannon becoming the AD at Nebraska? And were any of those concerns alleviated today with what Troy Dannon had to say to the media?
I mean, I don't think any of my concerns were necessarily like Troy Dannon related. I'm probably like a lot of people where, you know, this time last week, there probably weren't a lot of people that would have been able to pick out Troy Dannon in a lineup if you would have put three pictures in front of him. I mean, that's just kind of the nature of athletic administrators. But, you know, I think my concerns are probably, you know, would have been there, whether that it was him or somebody else that was hired, was how do you keep Nebraska at the adults table when it starts to become the time where you really start separating the haves and the have nots. Mm. And I think you want somebody who, like Chris said, you can kind of see 3 or 4 years down the road of what's next in college athletics. Like it's not just NIL now, it's how are you going to have revenue sharing? What's that going to look like with athletes? Cause it's coming. You know, how does Nebraska fit into that? And how does Nebraska stay competitive in that changing landscape? And I think he's a forward-thinking person. I mean, he said, you know, you're going to have a line item in Nebraska's budget for player compensation. And I think, you know, Trev Alberts was really big on that. I think Troy Dannon is going to be well aware of that stuff. And, you know, my concern is just how do you as a university make sure that you continue to be driving those conversations, not necessarily following behind or wondering if you're going to be a part of them.
Brunsy, let's shift to spring football. Quarterbacks, the question, the focus, and, you know, as we get into spring and we come out of spring, do you think there'll be some questions answered about quarterback being a help or an asset to the offense, be it Harburg's jump or what you got in the two freshmen?
Yeah, I mean, we'll know a lot more than we know now. I'll be eager as this kind of goes along to see how they handle the conversation about who's starting, because I think the timing of all of that is going to be really key for whether it's, you know, hey, we're rolling with a veteran, we're going with a freshman, whatever that looks like. I think kind of the pacing of that and when you decide that question is going to be really key. I do think that, you know, by the time everybody walks off the field on April 27th, you're going to have a pretty good idea of where that competition stands. You know, it's going to be, you know, a really important spring because, you know, the freshmen need to be brought up to speed. They're going to have to get used to everything. Heinrich Harburg needs to take a step forward from where he was a year ago. You know, Glenn Thomas is going to be under the microscope quite a bit with that group. You know, Matt Rhule believes a lot in his ability to teach, and he's going to be tested, you know, in these 15 spring practices. So, and as much as that question about the quarterbacks, I mean, I think offensively you need to have a good sense by the end of April that you've also gotten better around those guys, mm-hmm. because that to me makes the quarterback conversation so much easier, as if you're able to lean a little bit more on the running backs. You've got wide receivers that can actually go out there and make contested catches and make big plays. I think that's going to be a big piece of it too.
Any potential former Omaha flavor when it comes to portal additions for Nebraska and Fred on the hoops side?
Although there's a lot of flavor out there on the buffet right now. we'll kind of see how that goes. I mean, you know, Frankie Fiddler is obviously the big name. He's kind of doing the rounds in state this week. I know he was going to be at Wisconsin too, as well, for a quick visit. You know, it's interesting. I mean, there's a few of those guys, you know, Kyle, the former South Dakota State forward too. I mean, I think he could fit somewhere. But, you know, I'm eager to kind of see how Fred approaches this kind of go round on the transfer portal. Because I think you've seen what works. I think you've also seen where Nebraska really needed to address some needs. I mean, that NCAA tournament game, I think, showed that there was a need for more athleticism. Mm-hmm. It was a bad matchup, but you got to get better on the perimeter in the portal. So, you know, there's options. Even, you know, I just think for what they need right now, maybe one of those two guys would help you, but you got to find some help in the post. You got to get more athletic on the outside too. Those are the two big kind of check items for me.
Brunsie, is there any positive with about our last 60 seconds here to at what point Nebraska bowed out at the NCAA tournament? Now they can turn full focus to the portal before 16 other teams out there are allowed to.
Yeah, it helps. I mean, you basically go straight from the tournament to, you know, what's next. So there's no time to mourn the loss. It does kind of allow you to, you know, like you said, kind of go full bore into the portal. I'm sure they probably wouldn't mind playing a little bit longer if they were being honest with you. But, you know, this is a real key, you know, a couple of weeks here. You know, Nebraska had a great year this past year, but, you know, it's only – there's kind of limits to how great it was. But if you can kind of take that next step, get back to the tournament next season, I mean, I think that makes – this past year even more important in kind of the big picture.
It's Michael Bruns with us, Hail Varsity Radio. Find Brunsie with Husker 24/7 at Michael Bruns on Twitter. Read him, of course, with the great folks at Husker 24/7. Brunsie, thanks for squeezing in time today after the pressers. Appreciate you as always. Good stuff.
Sounds good. Good talking to you guys.
All right, there he is. Brunsie will be wearing his Oakland A's gear next time we chat with him as baseball's under. I said Oakland. Sorry, he's giving me a look. We'll continue on hour two.